other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Stuart Rhodes, isn't that the big issue? What the last caller was bringing up, the establishment's playing a very dangerous game. They want to stir up resistance, but only enough to label it kooky and then demonize peaceful demonstrating, peaceful voting, peaceful litigation. They want enough of a revolt to crack down, but not a big enough revolt where it's seen as widespread and then they lose. So I don't want to give them the revolt, the violent revolt. But I don't know if the establishment knows. I think they do to a certain extent. There really are probably about a million people that really don't want to live anymore and just want to go after globalists. And you see the White House now apologizing, all these senators apologizing, saying, okay, we know you're mainstream. We know a lot of you are Democrats that don't want the health care and don't want the cap and trade. Okay, we're sorry. Yes. And so there's a total capitulation happening. I think this may have been them breaking and deciding to not go with a very hot summer and fall. I'm not saying that's happened, but I think they're starting to realize this is not going to be as easy as what they did to the Russian people.
Well, no, because we're not Russian peasants, we're not Chinese peasants or Cambodians. This is America. We have a long history of fighting back against any kind of tyrant. And so, you know, they got their work cut out for them. But they're still trying the same playbook, which is to demonize, marginalize, and chill speech. They're threatening you with arrest because they want you to stop speaking out. And that's the modus operandi. I get emails all the time saying I'm afraid to join Oath Keepers and I want to be on a list. So all this DHS stuff and the Southern Poverty Law Center, it does work on some people because it chills their speech.
But see, I don't see that working anymore, though. More and more people say, I don't care. Look, the answer is that they have 20 million people, 100 million on the list.
Good.
I mean, folks, I am on the top of the list, right up there with Ron Paul. So good. I am at the top of the list. That's why John Hancock said, look, I'm signing my death warrant if we don't win this thing. I'm going to sign it big and bold. So I'm the number one guy they try to come after.
That's right. That's like I said, I listen to Green. But the answer is they have 300 names on that list. Put us all on the list. And that is the proper response. And that's what I think is going to happen. So, folks, don't let them chill your speech. Because if you think you're going to be able to just be quietly the gray man in the bowl and sit back and not make waves and you're going to be okay, you're kidding yourself. Go look back at history. Look at the gulags in Russia. Half the guys in the gulags are riding Stalin saying, I can't understand why I'm here. There was some mistake. There was no mistake. You're there for a damn good reason. Don't think being quiet is going to keep you safe. You need to step out in the street right now and speak up. Use your First Amendment before you have to use a second.
Exactly. The only way to beat these people is to stand up to the bullies. And that's what Alexander Solzhenitsyn said, to paraphrase, oh, how we burned in the camps. That when Stalin would send out his secret police arresting people every night, that we didn't wait for him with our daggers and our hatchets. And literally, folks, you cross over to a point spiritually, mentally, historically, that you're part of a species. And liberty and freedom for the human condition is what matters. And not letting control freaks and criminals and backstabbers and parasites run things. And I look at it this way, politically, not physically, but if need be. The Alamo. You know, Travis knew he was going to die. He said victory and death. He felt good about it. And it wasn't that he was some madman. This was the chance of a lifetime to stand up to a bunch of thugs. And he knew that his blood was going to water the Tree of Liberty. And so I don't know what people are afraid of out there. This is the real chance to actually fight for the Republic when it's really under attack, when they're coming for your family. Stuart, closing comment in the last 45 seconds.
Hey, we're all going to die anyway. You know, and like I said, use your voice first. But, hey, I'm not afraid to die. I'm going to die anyway. None of us gets out of here alive, and what counts is that our children are free. That's all that counts. So it's time to use your voice, use the pen is mightier than the sword, use your pen, and speak out. And join Oath Keepers at oathkeepers.org.
All right, Stuart, as that fundraiser comes up, we're going to get behind you and our great listeners. That's who is important. I'm just the gateway to these great people. He's going to support you. God bless you. We'll talk to you as that approaches.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you. More of your calls straight ahead. Bob Chapman as well. A ton of news. We are now entering the second American Revolution. Gerald Celente has now written an editorial concurring with my analysis.
millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
D in Arizona, Jeff in Ohio, Inger in Florida, John in Ohio, Dave in Florida, and many others. Your calls are coming up. Wide open phones for the next hour with Bob Chapman. I'm going to recap some of the top stories, get into some of the other news I haven't covered yet. Bob, there's so much to talk about. For those that don't know, Bob Chapman, of course, was in military intelligence during the Cold War in Berlin. Then he became one of the most successful silver and gold traders out there. He also helped publish some of the original Patriot publications like Gary Allen's Don't Dare Call a Conspiracy that woke me up. Really, there's one founding thing that really put it all together. I had the info, kind of the term born awake. I mean, I just grew up knowing history, knowing the truth, learning it as I went. But that film really crystallized things when I was about 14 or 15 and read it. He was involved publishing that, worked with so many other people, and, of course, has one of the biggest newsletters out there, the International Forecaster, internationalforecaster.com. Our website's infowars.com. But I want to move through just quick topics with you. Let's cover the economy first. They keep saying it's the end of the recession, everything's fine. 558,000 people lost their job in the last month. The job losses are accelerating. The restaurants are closing. The factories, the industries. I wish things were getting better. But all the real indicators of Main Street, unless I'm wrong, Bob, show an implosion. But then they are taking their 23.7, and that's a month-old number. We'll get new numbers in the next month. $23.7 trillion. Almost double the GDP stolen in 10 months. They are pumping it in, but they admit that's mainly institutional buyers of those stocks and bonds. They're buying up infrastructure. The banks aren't lending. the Federal Reserve's paying to not lend. The dollar's going down. Gold's going up. Are we going to see another run-up in commodities like we saw a year and a half ago? Bob Chapman, are these green shoots, or what's really happening?
You get poison ivy. How's that for an opener?
Poison ivy.
And I thank you very much. But listen, if everything was so hunky-dory, why have three top officials, top people, we'll say, in economics come out and said, I think we might need another stimulus here, like I projected last January. I talked in terms of $2 trillion. And now even Joe Stiglitz has come out, and he's at Harvard, and he's an eminent World Bank economist. And he says, yeah, we need one of these. We've got to give Keynesianism a chance. What he's saying is, I don't think the first go-around was allocated properly in the right places at the right time. The people who got the checks, they went out and paid all their bills with them instead of spending them. They got a lot of what's involved in the stimulus package is a lot of tax breaks. It takes too long for them to come down the pike. And so he's talking in terms like others are in the administration. They're getting the ball rolling. By the end of the year, they'll be looking for that $2 trillion so that this thing doesn't go under. But I think the big story here that nobody has talked about, and that's usually the case when I start spouting off about what's going on, there's something hidden here that people don't understand. And I'm going to make it as simple as possible. It was recently that the Federal Reserve, again, created $500 billion out of nothing. They lent that or exchanged that with five other major central banks and received currencies for that. And they received dollars. They use those currencies to go into the foreign exchange market to push, while they sell those foreign currencies, to push those currencies down so that the dollar will go up. And that's what that's for. But they're doing something else. They are having those central banks take those dollars that they have and go into the treasury auction market and buy U.S. treasury bills, notes, and bonds.
So that's monetizing the debt, but they're doing it by laundering it through foreign banks.
Exactly. Now, let me give you some statistics. I'm writing a piece on China. I don't know whether it'll get published this weekend, probably on Wednesday. And the Chinese, it looks like they've sold off about $600 billion with a dollar-denominated assets, taking their dollar-denominated assets down to $1.1 trillion. Now, they have not been buying treasuries. And so there's an absence of buying of $500 billion to $1 trillion. So we'll say $700 billion. So if you take it both ways, you've got a sale of $600 and a non-buy of $700. That's $1.3 trillion. That's $1.3 trillion that was either sold or didn't participate. And somebody's got to come up with that money. Foreign central banks of some kind. And they're not coming up with it. They're buying, but they're not buying enough. So the difference that they're not buying, the Fed's buying, and they're creating the money to do so through the foreign central banks, and they're trying to befuddle everybody. And when foreigners find out what they're doing secretly, they're going to freak out because they're holding 64.5% of the forex exchange that they have, foreign exchange that they have, in dollars. So if the dollar goes down because of what the Fed's doing behind the scenes, they're going to be very unhappy about that.
But the Fed is also, as you said, and this has been confirmed, it's also devaluing their currency, so everybody's sinking so that it's not as noticeable, and then all of the assets are going to the elites.
That's correct. And, you know, the Chinese could be out of the dollar in a year, maybe a year and a half, dependent. And that's why, that's a big reason why the dollar's going to go down and test 71.18. It's now around 78.5 or so. And I think when it tests, it may well break through to the downside. And the reason I say that is all these other nations who have been holding on, they're going to say, hey, we've been taken. Now, how long that's going to take, I don't know. It could take 6 months. It could take 2.5 years. I don't know. We don't know what the reaction of these governments is going to be, because don't forget that when they don't do what Washington tells them, and they're very strong about, we don't want to do that, Washington tells them, do you want your country invaded? I mean, do you want your internet and banking services cut off? Do you want your postal from the United States cut off? Your planes can't land in our country. And this is true. They do this, because I've been told by ex-heads of state that they actually do this. So this is where this is all leading. And the dollar going down is a lead pipe cinch.
Yeah.
So the question is how bad it'll be.
Well, Bob, that's what the world government is. They brag. This new Bank of the World won't just, by fiat or intimidation or arm twisting or claiming you're a terrorist state and putting embargoes on you or sanctions, they are going to openly have the power to manipulate all the currencies and manipulate the interest rates and tell nations what carbon footprint they can have, and selectively even rig things more than it is now and use command destruction. In their own words, they want negative growth to consolidate for the good of the environment, but really that's just their psychological excuse for their minions of why they're doing this. I mean, this is so diabolical. Here's the next question. How is it going for them? Are things going well, in your expert opinion?
I think they're not going well for them, and that was pointed out in Greece at the Bilderberger conference. And what they're trying to do, I think, is pull this thing back and stop it. And I think it's way beyond their ability to stop this destruction economically and financially of not only the United States but the world. And I really think that that's what they're trying to do in here, and that's what I think they agreed on. And I don't think it's possible. It would be good, actually, if it was possible. But, you know, June of 2002 was the date when you had flown too far and you couldn't go back, the point of no return. And they're going to have to live with it. And if it doesn't work out for them, what's going to happen is the public is going to say, all right, who did this to us? They're going to line them up in court, and they're going to put them in jail, and they're going to take their wealth away from them if they're lucky. If we have a repeat of the French Revolution, I don't think it's going to be very nice.
But, Bob, the problem is the establishment, I'm sure of it now, with the Southern Poverty Law Center's declaration demonizing any gun owners or anybody that doesn't want world government. The feds are going to stage terror attacks against themselves. We even have congressmen coming out saying they're going to stage something. They may use flu for martial law. Congressman Brown is in the Louisville Journal. This is all very clear. Their only move is to play the victim, and they always do that with a Reichstag event. And I agree that people are so angry and so awake that that's probably going to blow up. But I don't see the hubris-filled establishment backing off. So I see this playing out with a lot of fireworks. And I agree with you, the evidence of Geithner chewing the carpet, blowing up, screaming at Bernanke, other evidence coming out shows that all is not well in Camelot, and that the pit they dug for us is going to enfold them. And lastly, it's clear, and now they're even starting to admit this, that they're creating a depression on Main Street as they pump out all these fiat dollars to pay off their derivatives debts, and that they're paying banks not to loan, because if a banks did loan, we'd have inflation. So instead, you literally have the elite being able to buy everything up. We pay the interest on giving them the money, and then we get to live in a depression. So I want your take on that when we get back. And we're going to phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. Pentagon wants authority to post 400,000 military personnel in the U.S. This is official congressional report. I mean, that's just off the chart. And the troops are training for martial law drills, mainstream news. We're going to go over that, too. Big hour and 40 minutes left. Stay with us.
EJC.com would like to offer all listeners the Big Seed Deal. This amazing deal contains 35 different varieties of heirloom seeds that will provide you and your family healthy vegetables for years to come. These seeds contain no GMO and are not hybrids. You will receive seeds to grow tomatoes, carrots, beans, broccoli, cucumbers, peppers, onions, cabbage, lettuce, pumpkins, spinach, peas, wheatgrass, and much more. And the best part? You will receive almost 6,000 seeds that you can save and replant each season for only $79. This means that these vegetables will only cost you about one penny for each one you grow. And in this economy, saving money is always welcome, especially when it comes to our food supply. Order now and these seeds will be shipped to you absolutely free. To learn more and to place your order, visit EJC.com. That's the letter E, the letter J, seed.com. EJC.com. Order now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Bob, I catch myself pinching myself like I'm in a dream. To have mainstream news reporting they're doing martial law drills, how to lock down cities, how to forcibly inoculate people. The Pentagon now wants 400,000 to deal with emergencies, terrorism, and insurrection. I mean, there's no doubt they're going to completely turn into a total Red Dawn armed camp with checkpoints. And I mean, this is tyranny. The government is totally rogue and criminal. Doesn't matter what administration. But governors Association, according to the Hill newspaper, have sent a letter to them saying this is a takeover. We're concerned. Your federal power grab, you know, the Pentagon doing this. We've got Congressman Brown telling the Louisville newspaper that they may want to use, and that, quote, the elite want to use the flu pandemic. They may stage it as a pretext for martial law. I mean, Bob Chapman, it's the stuff we were talking about years ago is now becoming mainstream. I'd say our movement is 50 times bigger conservatively than it was in the mid-1990s when the feds bombed themselves to play the part of victims. I don't see an Oklahoma City or something, or even a staged mass shooting they staged to blame us. I don't see that working. We've done our job exposing the globalists. I mean, we're still got a long way to go here, but I think we have irrevocably damaged the New World Order.
And I agree. And we've talked about this in the past several weeks. And the Internet and the broadcasting that we've been able to get out has forced their hand. And they're going to have to try to go for it here, because what they're doing financially and economically is blowing up on them. I figure that by the Chinese selling U.S. dollar-denominated assets and not buying U.S. denominated assets has had to have made the Fed secretly this year purchase somewhere between $500 billion and $800 billion worth of Treasury and GSE paper, which is Fannie, Freddie, and Ginny, and that's what they're up to.
Well, no, they admitted to Congress they bought it, but they wouldn't say how much.
No, that was another program that was announced. That program there, this is beside that program. That program there was $300 billion in treasuries, $600 billion in GSEs, and $1.2 trillion in CDOs.
Yeah, and then I saw Bernanke. Then I saw Bernanke at a town hall meeting say he's not monetizing. I mean, that's like him going on TV and saying dollars aren't green.
Well, they all lie. It's part of the sociopathic and psychopathic mind trail of what we're dealing with here. I mean, we're dealing with a bunch of Caligulas, hundreds of them. I mean, these people are really insane.
What do you think about the fact that they first demonized 3 weeks ago, and I told you it was going to be big news, folks. I can see these trends, and I make that point so people pay attention to what we're saying here. We know what we're talking about. First they said it was all fake. Now they've had to apologize and say, okay, it wasn't fake. So see how they arrogantly tried to say it was fake, and I said 2 weeks ago, Bob said 2 weeks ago, that was going to blow up only bigger. Now they've done the smart thing and apologized, but too little too late, Bob.
Yeah, we just got to continue the steamroller. People have got to continue to be outspoken, like you saw at the town hall meetings, like at the tea parties, the promulgation of a movement by Ron Paul. It's got to get bigger and better. We have to drive them crazy. We have to get in their face. And if we don't do that, we may end up fighting in the streets. And so we've got to do it. We've got to show them that we're not going to back down. That we've got to show them how powerful we can be. And we have to tell the military, you're our guys. We want to be with you. We don't want to be against you. And so get it together. The government is giving you unlawful orders. And that's exactly what that is. It's in violation of posse comitatus, and they know it. The military people know it.
Well, they certainly do. I mean, a year and a half ago, 70-plus percent of the campaign donations were to Ron Paul for the military. But I guess that's why they're trying to get rid of all the citizens and hire felons and illegal aliens. All right, we're going to go right to your phone calls. D. Jeff, Inger, John, Dave, and others. 1-800-259-9231. Have your question and comment ready. We'll go right to you on the other side of this break. And then we're scheduled to have Ambassador Ellen Keyes on a host of issues in the final hour today.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento rápida me llevó. Y me hizo volar en el cielo infinito.
Going to your phone calls and a host of other news items here in just a minute or two. I wanted to first tell all the radio listeners and PrisonPlanet.tv viewers watching us right now as we simulcast the radio show as a television show that we have all the Obama shirts in, 8 different varieties of Obama with the iconic Joker paint. As the psychopathic criminal that he is for the New World Order, lying about everything. Everything he says is a complete lie. Even worse than Bush when it comes to lying. Bush actually did a few of the things he said he would do. It was just what he was doing was unconstitutional. These are all available at Infowars.com. You can also print off the free flyers. And I would suggest you put them in legal, lawful places. That's wherever you see a bunch of other posters an inch thick in your city center. Or wherever, if they come after you for that, that's selective enforcement. They're thugs. And they're trying to intimidate everybody and say you better not do it. That's because they're scared of it. Meanwhile, the president tells his supporters, the Washington Post, we have that linked up on Infowars.com, to go out and put his image everywhere. The iconic Hope image where he's like Mao Zedong or Lenin looking off into the distance, thinking about the property he's going to steal from people. So that is available, again, at InfoWars.com. You get the T-shirts or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. We also have films like The Obama Deception available, Endgame, Terror Storm, all the other great books and videos we carry at InfoWars.com. You can also call toll-free to get them, 888-253-3139. And thanking a few of the sponsors that have made today's show possible, the best storable foods company in the nation also has the best prices I've found. The food is packed every day, every week. None of it is old. Most of the other companies, because I bought from two or three others, I guess more than two, it's embarrassing. It was ancient 5, 10, 15-year-old crap or sea rations from Vietnam. This is brand new, non-GMO, non-hybrid. And it's high quality right here in America. Only thing not grown here is the tropical bananas. But those are non-GMO. So eFoodsDirect.com, the letter E, foodsdirect.com. In this crazy world, folks, you need storable foods. This is 55% off grocery store prices. Check out the free videos online at eFoodsDirect.com or big banners up on InfoWars.com if you forget the web address. And the toll-free number is 800-409-5633. You can call and get a free brochure. 800-409-5633. And with all the things coming up, the martial law, the government hyping the flu, I hope none of this happens. But you got governors and senators talking about it now and saying they may use it for martial law. You're insane if you don't have firearms and food. eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633. And then lastly, Diginet Personal Audio Video Recorders. The website is diginet.net. Now, I just last year bought the very same digital video audio recorder pen they have for like $150 to sneak into the Bilderberg Group meeting. And it's a great pen, but I paid three times as much. They are a huge bulk seller, one of the leaders out there. That's how they do it. They got a bunch of other systems, little hidden cameras that go in your car that are very reliable and wire into just a memory card hidden in the car where you hit one button. And you can record the police when they pull you over or anybody else for that matter. Very, very useful to protect yourself and admissible in court. Diginet.net. Fight fire with fire. Use Big Brother against Big Brother. Diginet.net. 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 I want to thank those sponsors for making the show possible. Be sure and support our local sponsors, AM and FM stations, and others that carry the show. Support them as well. They make it all possible. Without them, we wouldn't be here. Okay, coming up when I start the next hour, we've got Ambassador Alan Key scheduled. Just to let you know about that. And there's a claymation somebody did of a good rant I did. So we're going to play that coming up at the end of this hour. Bob, you ready to take some calls?
I sure am.
Awesome. Let's go ahead and talk to Dee in Arizona. Dee, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How are you? This is Deetra in Tempe. I have a question for you two gentlemen. But first, I wanted to thank you. You guys are doing a great job getting all the information out. It's just I wish more people would wake up. It's frustrating to see people around you just walking around in a daze, you know. My question is, I understand that, you know, we're supposed to be the people and we, you know, they're supposed to take our votes and get our opinions and things like that. And obviously that's not happening. You don't have to be a genius to see that. But what happened to, like, making citizens arrest and impeaching people from Congress and actually, you know, getting them out of office and getting people in there who can do something? Who's in charge?
All right, let me comment on that, Dee, and then we'll get your comeback after Bob comments. Briefly, this is a whole issue. The states are constituted by the people, so under state law, they can create incorporated cities and counties. The people. You can go out to the middle of nowhere, start your own city, and then you can hire cops, and then they can go out and give people tickets. But if you do something outside of the law, you get the book thrown at you. Instead, the government breaks the law and doesn't get in trouble because they're engaging in corruption. Citizens' arrest was a lot of towns, even towns that might have had a couple thousand people in them, would have one sheriff, maybe two deputies for 1,000 or more people. But then the sheriff had auxiliary deputies, upstanding members of the community who weren't corrupt, who, if they saw a problem, they would do something. Or even if you weren't, if you saw somebody robbing, you'd go over and conk them on the head if they resisted and citizens arrest. But the government demonizes that because they don't want, they want a monopoly of power and force. And so that's why in England, where the citizens arrest started under the common law, Magna Carta, they try to demonize people defending, you know, their rights. And if you even punch somebody robbing your house, they arrest you. So they have slowly taught us that we don't have rights. That's why it's important people wear guns in open, because and have demonstrations doing that, showing people we still have a Second Amendment, because people think guns are illegal in your house now because the TV told them. It's all lies. People think it's the law, you got to take vaccines. We're showing the world it's not the law. We're exposing the hoax, the mind trick. Bob Chapman.
Alex, I can't add much to that because you've covered it all. I think the bottom line is it's very difficult to try to use citizen's arrest today, and you could get yourself in trouble by doing so because of the distortion of law.
Well, who can do something? I mean, just like, I don't know, maybe you guys remember back, I think it was in 2007, Cynthia McKinney was going through the records and, you know, mentioned that there was, what, $3 trillion missing? And then it just stopped, you know, and that's what happens. I mean, people say something and they object, and then that's the end of it. And then you move on to the next thing to object.
Exactly. That's what tyrants and thugs do, is once they've trained you to accept corruption, the sky's the limit. Thank you, Dee. It was $2 trillion when Bush got into office. It was over $5 trillion by the time he left. The Pentagon gets up before Congress and says, we're not telling you where the money is. And they literally laugh at Congress. Folks, that's why they've stolen 23.7 in banking the last 10 months. Why not? Why not steal $100 trillion? Why not steal $50 trillion? Why not steal a quadrillion? They don't care. They are going for broke. And what concerns me the most is now they're acting like nothing's going to be left. They're just grabbing, stealing, and then leaving the country. Bob Chapman.
You're absolutely correct, and they're going to keep right on doing it as long as they can do it to enrich themselves before this whole thing collapses as insulation, if you may. And I can assure you, they're not keeping it in dollars. You know, they're buying four or five mansions, but they're also buying gold and silver. They have to be. You know, what else is safe with their money?
Absolutely. Thank you, Dee. Jeff in Ohio. You're on the air with the fellow that heads up the internationalforecaster.com. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I heard you mention earlier in the program Gary Allen, and I'm curious, though, about, you know, with you know, and I appreciate what you're doing, you know, trying to expose, you know, the global elites and all that, but have you ever read Conspiracy, A Biblical View by Dr. Gary North?
I don't believe so, but I've heard of it.
Have you ever? Well, yeah, Gary North. He is based in Texas, I believe. But it basically his premise, and I tend to agree, is that, and this is where I'm concerned and frustrated, is that we've been trying for years to try to expose the elites, yet the thing is, I'm kind of wondering if Gary North hit it on the head, because that he contends that exposure is not enough. You know, we tend to think that, you know, if everybody just knew about this, these global elites, they'd do the right thing. He contends, though, that no, that's not necessarily the case. And the thing is, I also remember Edmund Burke says people get the leadership they deserve. And
all right, listen, Jeff, you make a good point. Let's get a comment from Bob Chapman, then you can follow up. Go ahead, Bob.
Well, what is the solution that Mr. North gives us?
Well, he says basically to start working from the ground up, from the bottom up, and basically follow biblical ethics.
Well, that's exactly what we do, and we
that's
have guest
right.
after
that's
guest
what I've been
after
doing
guest.
For 50 years.
And G. Edward Griffin.
I've known Gary North for 30 years. I know him quite well.
Well, I mean, let's just be clear. I don't think you're criticizing and implying we're doing this, but we kind of ruffle our feathers and take umbrage. I have G. Edward Griffin on over and over again about the long view of history, his Freedom Force International. I believe going for a long view, short view, and the middle view. I say attack on all fronts. I believe action and motivation and throwing yourself against the gears of the globalist, you have to first expose it. So we're simultaneously doing that and now having, they've gone from saying 10 years ago the CFR didn't exist and Rothschilds didn't exist. There are hundreds of news articles, Bob, you remember all this, saying it doesn't exist. Now they say, oh, it exists, but we need a world government. And so people are saying, no, we don't want that. See, if we just try to have solutions at the grassroots, no one knows what we're talking about. We have to teach them the language. It's like we have a different language. They've forgotten our language of liberty and freedom and history. So we're like trying to teach Helen Keller how to first understand us so we can then teach her how to write and read and, you know, with Braille and all this other stuff. So it's a multi, what I see is way too many people though spending their time critiquing everyone else about the good job they need to do. When how about we just whoop some butt here? How about we just get in the fight? Because, you know, because I don't have time to sit here and quarterback everybody else. And I'm not saying you're bad or Gary's bad or any of this is bad. My whole issue is all I talk about solutions. Reach out to the military and police to follow their oath. Huge solution. Put up posters everywhere exposing Obama as a fraud and the New World Order and giving them a website to go to. It gets people out, gets them active, gives them a sense of hope. Go to the town halls. How many years have I said that? Take over all their events. Don't let them have the illusion. I mean, I'm the guy 14 years ago going and getting arrested at town halls. Okay, this is it's happening. It's happening. It's happening. And taking over the counties, taking over the cities. I was just telling the last caller that we created the towns and cities. We've got to take them over. I always say, don't focus on the national election. Focus on the local election. That the national election overall is a diversion, except for issues. That's why Ron Paul must run in 2012, because even if he has no chance of winning, he's there to inject real issues. Resistance is victory. Resistance is victory. The will to stand up and go, you may kick my butt, but I'm going to fight you as hard as I can. It's that spirit that cannot be defeated. And so I just get mad when I hear it in any way implied that, oh, well, you know, this person says this or, you know, the government we deserve. Yes, we're getting the government we deserve. That's why we're saying we're sorry we've been corrupt, God. We're going to get up off our big fat butts and do something. Anything else, Jeff?
Yeah, you also mentioned about the language of freedom. You know, that reminds me of in George Orwell's 1984, you know, they basically destroy words and, you know, bend and twist and distort the language so people can't even conceive of the notion of liberty.
Excellent point. Now they're telling the public to say socialism or say a bad word about government means you want to kill black people. It's racist. And some of the public actually believes it now and is calling for my death and saying, so you're not allowed to talk bad. And so I agree. So we go out and educate them to the hoax. Appreciate the call. Bob Chapman.
I agree, but I think we have to look at everybody has a different or somewhat different approach to this. And you're fighting on all fronts, and I am too. Other people aren't, and they can do what they can, and we applaud them for what they're doing, but we're going to do it our way.
Exactly. I mean, I never tell people how they should do something, okay? And because, I mean, I found in my life, if I start trying, we got too many people trying to be managers here. Okay, all I'm saying is, folks, you're smart, you know what to do, you know you're good, you know you're not a New World Order shell. The last thing the New World Order would tell you to do would be to take action peacefully and believe in yourself and get involved. People always say, I'm a Fed. No, the Feds would never say that. That's 180 degrees. You know you're good. Let's just decide I'm bad, just so the debate's over. Don't defend me. Leave Alex in the dust. I wanted to defeat the New World Order. Go out then and wake people up. Warn them. Get involved. You know that's real. You know you're good, so there's no excuse. People say, well, they've got better ideas for posters. Start a poster contest. I mean, that's what this is all about, folks. Let's take another call here. Inger in Florida, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Bob. First-time caller. Thank you so much for taking my call and for the awesome jobs you guys are doing, waking up
everybody. Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
There's been a lot going on in Southwest Florida, and I know this isn't probably relative to what you've been talking about just now, but...
It's all relative. Go ahead.
For the last few weeks, there's been hundreds of trucks coming out of the limestone quarry carrying limestone. And when I say hundreds, hundreds of trucks. They're Glover trucks. They're yellow trucks. They have the black tarp on the top to hold the stuff in. I was just online on the WHO website, and that basically they use lime for the mass graves. It's in the WHO document.
Oh, no, they admit they're preparing mass graves. I don't know about anecdotal evidence of limestone trucks. Stay there. Stay there, ma'am. Destruction is kicking back in a little bit. So that might be what that is. But we'll come back, talk about the mass graves, talk about all the Pentagon martial law drills. That's all real and up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Okay, Inger in Florida, finish up. So they also get out of limestone the chemicals that they put in the water. When you hear the word fluoridation, it means over 300. Generally, it's about 130 or so. We got a tour of the Austin water treatment. But it is chemical waste. And they also mine the limestone for fertilizer, for the chemicals they put in fertilizer. So, I think just seeing some trucks drive around doesn't mean mass graves. All the official admissions by the federal government and the states of crematoriums and mass graves, though, does. And Inger, I'm not criticizing you. We should all keep our eyes open. But we could keep our eyes open for congressmen and governors saying they're getting ready for martial law and that it's bad. I mean, this isn't like we're looking for this or anything. Because the way a straw man operator works is Glenn Beck would take your call from this show and say, look, she thinks it's mass graves from limestone. And he'd go to the limestone quarry and they'd say, oh, we're doing this for fertilizer. And then never look at the hundreds of admissions of the FEMA camps. See, that's how their twisted system works. But tell me more about this.
Okay, I understand exactly what you're talking about. And yes, they could totally say that that wasn't what it was for, but these are hundreds and hundreds of trucks, and we've never seen them before, and it's just been in the last few weeks. And on the WHO website, it clearly says under their how to dispose of bodies in an emergency situation that if it is considered what they are saying would be an epidemic, that you would not use lime, you would use chlorine or other types of solutions like that. So that makes me think that it's not going to be related to, the pandemic or the flu that they're trying to hype.
Yeah, but they may have just opened up a new aggregate mining facility. They have those all around where I live, mining marble and granite and limestone. I mean, all I'm saying is, ma'am, it's all admitted they're building mass graves. I'm not debating you on that. I mean, what are the trucks? I mean, is it blocks of limestone?
No, it's covered over in like a black tarp that you see over a truck, so the stuff doesn't fly out of it. And what's weird is this has been going on just now for the last few weeks, and it's hundreds of trucks. But also, just last week in Cape Coral, on August the 7th, my husband took pictures of military helicopters, green ones, flying, and they have spray bars on them. And when my husband
wow.
asked someone who lived in the neighborhood why, because he was just in that area for the day, why they were there, and he said, oh, yeah, we saw it on the news. The military, the Army sold the city a whole bunch of used helicopters to spray for mosquitoes. Well,
wow.
We don't have that many mosquitoes. I mean, we have mosquitoes.
No, I hear you. I hear you, and I appreciate your call. I want to get Bob's comment here in closing. On this, we'll take more calls with Alan Keyes coming up. But, again, I just don't want to miss the forest for the trees here. They admittedly have built mass graves. They admittedly are gearing up for this, 400,000 troops. Whether they really release a deadly flu or not, this was clearly all staged. They built up for this beforehand, and they're using it to train us for federalization. Bob, your take on this.
I don't see the government giving used helicopters to Charlotte County or any of that area down there. They've asked for them for years and got nothing. It happens I used to live there. And so I think they were military helicopters, and they were probably manned by military people.
Well, I was going to say the Army admits they do all these chemical, biological, and radiological tests on people. So they'll lie to the public with any cover story. Get a free copy of the International Forecaster. It comes out twice a week. It's coming out tomorrow. TheInternationalForecaster.com. Go ask for the free copy of the latest edition. And Bob, Lord willing, we'll see you next week, brother.
You got it. I'll be there. Bye-bye.
Take care. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.